You are listening to The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
BSI reports and white papers provide expert insights, guidance, and analysis on various topics related to standards, compliance, and best practices. They're designed to inform and educate organizations, industries, and policymakers about emerging trends, challenges, and opportunities in areas where standards play a critical role. Hello, this is Matthew Childs, and welcome to The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards. And this episode of The Standard Show is an audio abridged version of one of those reports, The Tipping Point, Building Trust in the Circular Economy. Developed in partnership with the Cambridge Institute for Sustainability Leadership and based on global research, the report examines what truly fosters confidence in the circular economy. While the concept enjoys widespread support, concerns about quality, safety, and greenwashing often create hesitation. The research highlights five essential trust factors that could help make circular living the norm. Before we dive in, here's Cindy Parakil with a quick reminder.
Hey, just a quick reminder to follow, rate, and review the podcast wherever you listen. Want to get in touch or find us on socials? All the links you need are in the show notes.
Report: The Tipping Point, Building Trust in the Circular Economy. Forward. Everyday life, the clothes we wear, the cars we drive, the technology in our hands, all depend on resources that place growing pressure on our planet. For too long, our economy has been linear, use and discard. But it doesn't have to be this way. A circular economy, based on reusing, repairing, and recycling, is not only possible, it's urgently needed. This report explores how to build the trust required to reach that tipping point. It recognises the barriers that hold people back, such as concerns over quality and safety, and the operational challenges faced by businesses. But it also shows the opportunities, how better standards, credible certification, and harmonised practices can give people the confidence to embrace circularity. Circularity, then, is not a distant aspiration, but a strategic necessity. It is a shift that will reshape finance, policy, and business models. Yet none of this will work without trust. Businesses need to know investment will be rewarded. Policymakers need to know industries will adapt. Consumers need to know reused or refurbished products will be safe and reliable. And investors need to see that circular business models are not only responsible, but commercially sound. This report is about building that trust. Executive summary. The world still runs mostly on a take-make-waste economy. That system extracts resources, turns them into products, uses them briefly, and then throws them away. But the circular economy offers another path, one that keeps materials in use, regenerates natural systems, and creates long-term value. Most people agree this shift is needed. In our research, nearly 9 in 10 consumers said circularity should be a priority for governments and businesses. But while the principle is widely supported, trust remains the critical barrier. People say cost savings and environmental benefits are their strongest motivations to act. Yet many still hesitate because of doubts about quality, safety, and convenience. Just over half of consumers worry that circular products might not last as long or perform as well. About a third don't trust environmental claims, fearing greenwashing. But almost 6 in 10 told us that a credible certification mark would reassure them. From these findings, 5 pillars of trust emerge: clear evidence of performance and quality, transparency across supply chains, independent verification, harmonisation through standards, and the safe management of data. Reaching tipping points will require these foundations, and once achieved, they can unlock a future where circular practices are mainstream, normal, desirable, and commercially viable. Introduction. The circular economy, a systemic shift. The linear economy, extracting resources, making products and discarding them, has reached its limits. Since 1970, global material use has tripled, and if trends continue, waste generation will rise by 70% by 2050. Yet today, the world is less than 9% circular. The circular economy offers a systemic shift. Instead of losing value after a single use, products, components, and materials remain circulating at their highest value for as long as possible. And when items reach the end of their life, their materials are recovered and regenerated. This means designing from the outset for durability, repairability, and reuse. The opportunity is enormous. Trillions of dollars in potential economic value, alongside reduced pressure on natural systems. And people are aware of this. Nearly 90% say businesses and governments should prioritise circularity. But making it work will require more than technical innovation. It demands trust. Consumers must be willing to choose reuse or refurbished goods, to participate in take-back schemes, or to subscribe to services instead of owning products outright. Businesses must invest in redesign and new supply chains. Policymakers must back bold policies. None of this will happen unless each actor believes the others will play their part. Trust, then, is the foundation on which a circular future will be built.
Standards affect all of us, every day, everywhere. By defining good practice, they help people and organizations do things better. Each year, standards bodies publish thousands of standards, and we're always looking for more people like you to join our growing community of standards makers. We welcome applicants from all backgrounds, areas of expertise, and career stages. Our goal is simple: to bring a balance of perspectives to the table. As a standards maker, you can help improve how things are made and done, whether it's building more inclusive workplaces, improving healthcare, advancing AI governance, accelerating climate action, and much more. If you want to make a difference and help shape the world through standards, start your standards making journey today. Details on how to get involved are in the show notes.
Chapter 1: Building Trust in the Circular Economy. Awareness of the circular economy is uneven. Young people tend to be more familiar with the concept, while many older groups have never encountered it. In India and China, where traditions of reuse are already part of daily life, awareness is much higher. When asked what motivates them to behave in a more circular fashion, most people point to two things: saving money and helping the environment. Repairing products or composting food waste are among the practices people are most willing to adopt. But barriers remain strong. Concerns over quality, safety, and reliability are the most significant. Others worry about hygiene, particularly with clothing or secondhand goods. And ingrained habits, the ease of buying new, throwing away old, are hard to change. Businesses also face hurdles. Transitioning to circular models means redesigning products, restructuring supply chains, and managing new logistics such as take-back schemes. It often requires upfront costs and new skills, which can discourage investment. Against this backdrop, trust becomes crucial. People need to believe that circular products are as safe and effective as new ones. They need to see credible certification, clear labelling, and transparent supply chains. Our research shows that nearly 6 in 10 consumers would feel more confident if products carried a trusted mark of quality. Trust in the circular economy, then, rests on 5 key pillars. First, products and services must deliver assured performance and quality, meeting or exceeding expectations for durability, reliability, and functionality to gain widespread acceptance. Second, transparency and traceability are essential. Clear, accessible information about a product's entire life cycle, from raw materials to end of life, combined with mechanisms to track it, builds confidence in circular practices. Independent verification and certification form the third pillar, with trusted marks like the BSI Kite Mark making complex claims about quality, performance, and sustainability both credible and understandable. Harmonisation through standardisation is the fourth pillar. a common language and shared rules supported by international standards such as ISO 59000 create clarity, consistency, and trust across markets. Finally, secure and ethical data management underpins the data-driven circular economy, ensuring robust protection, privacy, and responsible use of information, which is critical for consumer confidence. Together, these five pillars create the conditions where consumers and businesses can commit to circularity with confidence. Chapter 2: How tipping points work in circularity. Big shifts often start small. In circularity, tipping points occur when enough momentum builds for change to accelerate on its own. Take remanufacturing in the automotive industry. During the mid-20th century, companies like Volvo began reusing parts to save costs and materials. What began as a niche solution to scarcity has become a core business model, cutting costs for customers while reusing up to 85% of materials. The same story is playing out today in battery recycling, where regulation and collaboration are driving investment into recovery and reuse. Tipping points depend on three conditions at the product level: credibility of value, customer appeal, and easy access. Products must prove they work as well as new ones, resonate with consumer values, and be easy to return or repair. At the system level, five drivers need to align: environmental pressures, new technology, supportive government policies, financial investment, and shifting consumer behaviour. When these reinforce each other, circularity moves from isolated projects to mainstream practice. Chapter 3: Identifying circularity tipping points in key sectors. The report examines five sectors where circularity could reach tipping points. In the built environment, circular principles are emerging in design for disassembly, retrofitting, and material reuse. Industry standards such as BREEAM are embedding these practices. Yet the sector remains dominated by wasteful construction and faces barriers of cost and regulation. In consumer goods, fashion, and electronics, the challenges are stark. Fast fashion drives huge waste, while electronics generates tens of millions of tons of e-waste each year. Yet change is happening. Resale platforms, rental services, and modular electronics are proving popular, particularly among younger consumers. Major brands are piloting take-back and refurbishment schemes, and regulators in Europe are mandating repairability and digital product passports. In food and packaging, waste remains vast. About one-third of food is lost or wasted globally. Single-use packaging still dominates, but innovations such as refillable containers, compostable materials, and apps to redistribute surplus food are showing promise. Healthcare is more cautious, bound by strict safety standards and a reliance on disposable items. But even here, momentum is building, with reusable gowns, regulated device reprocessing, and sustainable procurement frameworks in health systems like the NHS. Each of these sectors faces unique barriers, but all are moving closer to circular tipping points. Chapter 4: Overcoming the barriers to building trust in circularity. To reach tipping points, barriers must be overcome. Consumer skepticism is addressed by assuring quality and safety. Businesses must confront the cost and complexity of redesigning operations. Policymakers must close information gaps and tackle greenwashing by requiring clear, transparent reporting. Financial incentives are critical. People are more likely to adopt circular practices when they are affordable and convenient. At the same time, investment in infrastructure, from collection and repair networks to recycling facilities, makes participation easier. Perhaps most importantly, collaboration is needed. No single company, sector, or government can make this shift alone. Harmonized standards, credible certification, and shared platforms for data and transparency create the common ground on which trust can be built. Key takeaways. The evidence points to several clear lessons for building trust in the circular economy. First, disruption is necessary to move beyond the linear model, challenging traditional ways of producing, consuming, and disposing of goods. At the same time, quality must remain a top priority, as products that fail to meet performance or durability expectations will undermine confidence in circular solutions. Independent verification plays a crucial role in reassuring consumers, providing credible proof that products meet established standards. Transparency is equally important, helping to counter greenwashing by making claims and processes visible and understandable. Financial incentives also matter, ensuring that circular products and services remain accessible and affordable for a broad audience. Ultimately, trust is built through collaboration. Industries, governments, and society must work together, establishing shared standards, practices, and commitments that create a reliable foundation for circular systems to flourish. Without this collective effort, even the most innovative solutions may struggle to gain widespread acceptance. Now, if you want to know more about the themes and issues raised in this BSR report, or about how to get involved in standards, then check out the links in the show notes. And the show notes are also where you can find details of our socials and all the other ways to get in touch with us here on The Standard Show.
You have been listening to an episode of The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
You just heard a Stripped Media production.